Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo. Cambridge 105
Radio. A BBC documentary that looked at the experience of black students at Cambridge is up for a prestigious journalism award from the Royal Television Society. Being Black in Cambridge was fronted by Ashley John Baptiste, himself a black former Cambridge student. You may have also seen him on The One Show and Love or Money, the second series of which launched yesterday. Ashley is with us now. Morning to you, Ashley.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good morning.
Good. Thank you very much. When you first made the film, I think you were with BBC News Online. How did the stories of those you spoke to reflect with your own experience at Cambridge?
Oh, yeah. Well, there were similarities, there were differences. I mean, when we met the students, it was October 2019. They were very fresh-faced, very excited to start at Cambridge. They were black British freshers. Of course, when we agreed that we were going to follow them for a whole year back then, we just couldn't have imagined the year that would unfold, obviously. So we knew that, you know, sort of the black experience was, on some level, there was a universality to it, you know, issues of microaggressions, you know, cultural identity stuff. But of course, what was different for them was COVID and lockdowns. And then there was, you know, the Black Lives Matter protest that, you know, manifested after the death of George Floyd in the US. And that brought race home to them and sort of anti-racism as an issue. It brought it home to them in a really explicit and extreme way, something that I couldn't relate to, you know, whilst I was an undergraduate. I mean, I graduated in 2011, so it's been nearly 10 years since I went to Cambridge, but there was a synergy between us. But equally, you know, they had some additional issues to deal with whilst in freshers.
I found when I was watching the film, it went very quickly from the everyday of, you know, where in Cambridge do you get an Afro haircut, straight into, you know, racism from fellow students and staff. And
Yeah,
I don't know. You know, both of them, you know, have an effect, not least if you're on the receiving end. But from fellow students, I found that almost the most. I don't know, I would have thought that would have been the most hurtful.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I suppose you'd need the student on to really talk about how she felt about those experiences herself. But I suppose, you know, for her it was a shock. You know. It occurred during her first week at university. I mean, she reports in the film how basically what you're describing is, you know, during the first week of her first term, a white fresher, you know, at a social event goes up to her and says, "I'm too drunk to say the N-word." And that is a big shock to hear, especially when you're from, you know, a diverse community. She's from Coventry. That sort of language was never, you know, thrown around. But for that student, it was an ignorant comment. They weren't fully aware of the implications. Apparently, it wasn't meant to be malicious, but it was certainly ignorant and hurtful for her. And so I suppose what that testimony really suggests is that there are still spaces, you know, within the university where it isn't particularly, up to scratch in terms of what's acceptable and what isn't. And she dealt with it really gracefully. She didn't report it to the university, but she did confront the student later. Mm. And apparently he apologised, and hopefully he learned a lesson, you know, which is what I suppose I'm in the job of doing is creating, you know, journalism and creating content that will hopefully teach people about things. And hopefully, you know, students from Cambridge have seen the film and it's given them a perspective that they didn't have before.
Absolutely. Just talking about, like, the university, actually, because you speak to the Vice-Chancellor there, and you've graduated in 2011, and it's now, you know, 2019, 2020, you're focusing on these students. When you spoke to the university, did you sense a change there from the past 10 years that you've been there? Did you sort of feel, how did the kind of thing that the Vice-Chancellor was saying, how did it make you feel? Did it think like, yeah, this is at the forefront of their minds? Because of course they've got the Stormzy effect going on now with the Stormzy scholarship that they've started up.
Yeah, they have the Stormzy scholarship. Quite interesting. Mm. One of the other professors did actually ask the Vice-Chancellor, he asked should it really be down to a rapper,
mm.
you know, to these issues? And I thought that was a really good and strong point that he made. But, you know, the Vice Chancellor did reassure us that there are a number of you know, measures in place to really try and make Cambridge as a space more racially equitable, more diverse, more, you know, have more equality. I sense his commitment for sure.
Right.
And I suppose time will only tell, you know, what impact those measures will have. We do know that, you know, in the admissions in 2020, there were even more Black British freshers admitted compared to 2019. So that's obviously positive news.
Mm.
But I think the admissions, it's the experience, isn't it? It's, all right, we've got Black and brown faces, you know, across our campuses, but what's the experience like for them? Is the infrastructure in place to make them feel accepted and equal? And what's brilliant, I have to say, is what is the presence of the African Caribbean Society.
Yeah.
That's one of the university's student organisations, and it really does a lot of work in creating safe spaces and a sense of familiarity and culture for students of African Caribbean origin.
And within the media world, where you spend most of your time now, of course, there's a number of schemes promoting diversity. I think Sky have come up with one in the past few weeks. Do you think that the reality of those schemes are matching the promises?
Well, I actually benefited from a scheme. It's called the Creative Access Scheme. It's how I got into the BBC. So, as you mentioned, I do a lot for The One Show, and I present for The One Show, and I'm currently co-hosting a show on BBC One, but I'm also a BBC news reporter, and I got into the BBC via the Creative Access Scheme. It was a year internship funded where I got trained up, you know, in the basics of journalism. I did that years ago now, but that scheme was incredible. I was the first person to do it at the BBC, and since then we've had a string of really impressive Black journalists who come through via that scheme. I think they're really important. I think what's important are tangible jobs afterwards. You know, knowing you can get trained up and you're not just going to be put on this roster of, you know, short-term and temp contracts, but you know that there is a chance of, you know, a staff job. Because the fact is, if you come from, you know, not all Black people necessarily are working class, but if you are Black and working class, the idea of doing an internship and not having job security isn't going to be quite appealing, is it?
Mm-hmm.
So it's about creating jobs. But I can certainly say that where I'm based, I've seen an effort to include me and give me opportunity. And I think even this film's an example of that. You know, when it was pitched in October, it's a big ask to say, can I follow three students for a whole year and can I have the resources to do it? I mean, producers, crew, you know, we were getting drone footage of Cambridge, so we got helicopters to fly over Cambridge.
Yeah, there were some good shots of around Cambridge in there, that's for sure.
Yeah, and so the commitment, you know, the commitment, you know, to me and to my journalism and to my interests, I certainly felt, you know, whilst doing this documentary, and the fact that it's now been shortlisted for a Royal Television Society Award is incredible.
Mm-hmm. Now that's tomorrow night, isn't it? I think Digital Award is the one which we're going to be looking out for.
Yeah, it's the RTS Digital Award, which is something I'm really pleased about. I mean, I do a lot of reporting for linear TV, so, you know, the 6 and 10 bulletins on BBC One, I report for radio, but for me, digital is a really important space because it's where we get a lot of younger viewers. It's where we get more diverse viewers. And also, let's be honest, it's the future, isn't it, you know, news. And so to know that I've got a film that is taking up space, you know, on digital platforms is something that I'm really pleased with.
Yeah, I noticed with interest, as an aside really here, that, you know, Clive Myrie, who's another, you know, prominent Black journalist on the BBC, is up, I think, for a couple of awards. And I guess, and I don't know. You
he's
know,
amazing. Oh, my God.
Oh, he's fab. You know, when he was, I think he used to be based in New York at one point, but now, well, you know, one moment he's reading the news, the next moment is going into a hospital for a very, very in-depth COVID report. And I guess, you know, for many years, you know, Trevor McDonald was literally the only Black face we would see on our television screens with a news bulletin or anything else for that matter. But now there's Clive Myrie and there, I think Ori Adube, for example, who did Strictly, yeah. did sports. I think he even found himself on a game show. It's good to have the black faces coming through.
Yeah, these are really inspiring people for me. Ori's, you know, he's a couple of steps ahead in that I was watching him on Newsround when I was at university. No, I wasn't watching Newsround all the time when I became undergraduate, because it's obviously for younger viewers, but I'd see him, yeah. But they're really inspiring people. And, you know, Clive he's a master. And, you know, you talk about him, you know, the versatility that he has as a broadcaster. His range is incredible. I don't know many other presenters, reporters of that level of range who can, you know, go to Mexico and report on drugs and take the risk of that, and then go, you know, and cover, you know, Black Lives Matter in the US or an election, and then, as you say, you know, cover COVID, and then, you know, present on the 10 o'clock news. I think it's just remarkable range, and it serves us well, doesn't it, as the British public?
Definitely.
Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning, Ashley. Best of luck tomorrow. I guess because it's online, we can just or watch it and see how you do.
So if you go to the Royal Television Society website, there will be a link that we can all, you know, tune into. So, yeah, fingers crossed. Wish me luck.
Brilliant. Fingers crossed.
Definitely
absolutely.
Crossed for you. That's fabulous.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Ashley.
Thanks, Ashley.
Ashley John-Baptiste, who is up for this award for the film Being Black in Cambridge. If you haven't seen it, it's still around on the BBC iPlayer if you want to take a look at that. 8:43 now.